I need 52 followers.
Ah, well, here you have to move over onto the screen. Let me see. There we go. You have to introduce.
Oh, is it live now?
Yeah, it's live.
Hi, I'm Zoe from Star Wars Geek Girl Podcast.
Well, this is going to be a Star Wars Geek Girl.
Oh, well then, hi. Welcome to Star Wars Geek Girl.
Sorry, Lizzie can't make it. You guys are both working, and I don't know. I don't know what's going on with the Star Wars Geek Girls.
Well, it's hard with the strikes. You can't talk about.
Right. We're not. We're gonna follow the strike stuff. Mm-hmm. All right. So where can people find? Do you still have anything on your website?
I was writing some stuff today. So
like, oh, nice.
Back into writing.
Oh, I can't wait. So we're having this episode. This is my idea because I know Lizzie is off in California. Is it a graduate or is she a chef now? Chef Lizzie is off getting her life started and Zoe is getting her life in order. So I thought, you know why I wanted to have this? Because I was worried you guys wouldn't have an episode until, I should probably move this. You guys wouldn't have an episode until later, and your 8-year anniversary is 6 days away. I hear the dog barking. All right. So here, let me see. So we are doing this live. It will be on the feed, but we thought we'd do it live like 2 seconds ago. Someone, look, two people are watching us.
Whoa.
So I don't know. The chat never seems to work.
Oh.
But I put the chat in. So this will be an audio podcast, but if someone chats in, we can talk. Or if they really... Oh, there we go. Oh, hi, Fordo. Fordo is a listener of the Inflatable Falcon.
Mm-hmm. I know.
Okay. So, but anyway, Zoe, so do you have any topics to talk about for Star Wars Geek Girl?
Not really, because of the strike.
Well, okay, so because of the strike, so we support SAG, and we supported the writers, and that, can we talk about what that's done to your career?
Yeah, I mean,
because I'll shut up. I love doing podcasts with you, but I always feel like I talk too much, but my brain works too much. It's the teacher in me. So 8 years ago, you started a podcast. You were in ninth grade or eighth grade?
Ninth
grade. Lizzie was in eighth grade. And you both had dreams of Sabining up the world. Actually, I don't think you ever thought you'd still be doing this in 8 years.
Probably not.
Okay. But Lizzie wanted to go to culinary school and you wanted to go to film school. Mm. Well, now you've both graduated not only from high school, but your other things. And so let people, because you and Lizzie both unfortunately suffered from COVID hitting, which you did really well through that. I'm very proud of you. But also then the strike hitting, right? So explain to people, we support the strike, but it's to explain how it maybe derailed a little, not derailed, it just put you on pause.
Well, I was, because I did my last semester in fall of last year in LA. And then after that semester was over, I was planning on working for a couple months, saving money, and then heading right back out to LA. And I was, at the time, I was gearing up. I was like, okay, in June, I'm going to move to LA. And then in May, the writer's strike started. So I was like, well, like, I'll just, you know, have to wait out the strike because, you know, it's not going to be as much work. You know, it's going to be a harder climate, all that stuff. And then the writer's strike went on longer than I thought it would. And then also the actors went on strike. And they're still on strike. And I completely support both strikes. And I'm very glad the writers got such a good deal. And I'm happy that they're happy with what they got. And I hope the actors are able to get everything that they're asking for, too, because I don't think they're being unreasonable at all.
I don't think the writers or the actors were really asking for much.
No, they aren't asking for much at all. They deserve to get it. And I hope they get it. And
Yeah. So. That's what put you on hold. We can talk about the books,
mm-hmm.
right? And you got me into reading more of the books. Now, I have been a little delinquent because I've been listening to podcasts, and I've been listening to old Star Wars Geek Girl podcasts because there's no new ones, so I get sad. Monday morning was, I always listen to my Star Wars Geek Girl podcast. But the what books are you reading, or have you just finished reading?
Right now I'm still reading, because I also fell a bit behind because a lot of books came out during summer, which was my busy season for work. So I'm kind of, now there's a bit more downtime and I'm catching up on reading. So I'm reading the From a Certain Point of View Return of the Jedi book.
Oh, right. Okay.
Which I loved the first two, and I'm loving this one so far. I think those books are just always awesome.
Right.
This is so fun to see so many different characters. Ones you know, and the ones that were like, you never really thought about, like that guy standing in the corner, but now you have a whole story about him and his life. And I think it's really fun because we get so focused on like the Jedi and the smugglers and the pilots and all that stuff. It's like, this is just like some random person in the galaxy. And that's always cool to hear about. And
well, yeah.
Return of the Jedi is Ewok stories, but it's awesome.
Well, it brings back when I was a kid, when we watched Star Wars, the kids, we all knew what the figures' names were, even though they were technically incorrect. But you always felt cool that you could lean over and say, that guy's name is Walrus Man. You know, so now when you watch those, you can get out that book and you can point out.
Yeah, it makes me want to watch Return of the Jedi again.
Yeah, well.
Reading it, because, well, and it's fun, because like I'm like halfway through it about. So like today I was reading, it was a Wicket story.
Nice.
It was a Wicket story, and there was a Logray story, two of the ones I read today. And so it was really funny. And also because those particular stories had a lot of references to the Ewoks cartoon.
Which you watched.
Which I watched when it was on Disney Plus. And so,
yep.
Which were fun, but it was also cool. This is can I spoil?
I think so. If you haven't read that book, then close your ears.
Yeah, I'm just gonna spoil a little bit the Logray story, not really. But so the Logray story kind of reveals that Logray was around and he saw Chewie and 3PO and all the, he's a chief shaman. If you still got the skull thing on his head,
right?
You
know, right, we have a friend who has a costume,
yes. But he saw them land, and he saw when they got out of the ship, 3PO tripped on a root and fell on his face.
Uh-huh.
And so he saw that, and he realized 3PO wasn't
the golden god.
He was like, oh, this is one of those idiot, you know, machines that the humans make.
Right.
But he had been struggling because there's been a lot of tension in the Ewok village about if they're going to attack the Imperials or, like, what they're going to do. And Logar is trying to convince them to just use peace and to move away, trying to get away from the base. And, but the other Ewoks, some of them wanted to fight the Empire.
They wanted snacks.
Yes. And so John Logray. Hi, John. So Logray is like, oh, well, I can convince the other Ewoks that the Golden God is like, that 3PO is a Golden God, and like, he can help me convince them to use peace.
Oh,
obviously, it didn't go that way.
That was probably the wrong choice.
But.
Yeah,
he also wanted to eat Han because he said he thought Han was annoying. He wanted to eat Han.
I don't know if I'd want to eat the annoying food, but
he said when they're arrogant, it makes it taste better. That's what
Logray said. That's really what I don't want to think about Ewoks. So
they also, the Wicket story also, they thought the stormtroopers were bug people because they're white and shiny, have the black lens eyes.
Nice,
so they
thought
they looked like bugs.
That's neat to know.
The From a Certain Point of View Return of the Jedi.
Yeah, John asked what book it is, so.
It's 40 short stories that are different, like, characters in the movie, but, like, none of the main characters are the point of view characters, are all in them. And it's 40 different authors.
Now, did we interview, or you?
I interviewed Tom Engelberger.
Tom Engelberger.
He's one of the few authors that has written a story for all three.
Right.
I haven't read his yet because his is always the last one.
Oh, right.
Because his is the Wills.
Now, but you.
The first two ones were really funny, so I'm looking forward to the last one.
So you've interviewed him, and you've interviewed Anne, who wrote.
She wrote for the Clone Wars short story book.
Oh, the Clone Wars short story book. Okay.
But E.K. Johnston wrote one, and I don't think she wrote one for Empire or Jedi.
And then we met
Adam Christopher at Celebration London. We met him.
Adam Christopher? Mm-hmm. Who's that?
He's the author of the Shadow of the Sith book, and he wrote a story for this
one. When did we meet him?
We just ran into him. We're talking for a little bit in London.
Did I know who he was?
You didn't. You started talking to him. I knew who he was.
Why didn't you tell me?
Well, he told you. He said, we'll have to have you on the podcast. And
why am I not remembering this?
We met a lot of people. We were probably sleep deprived from getting up at 4:30.
That's true. That's true. Oh, I feel bad now. Yes, I met him. He was a wonderful man.
He was. He was very nice. And it was right before the book came out at Celebration 2. That was the other thing.
Wait a minute. Which Celebration did we meet?
London.
London. Okay. And then we met, she did, who's the piano player in Jabba's Palace?
Max Rebo.
Max Rebo. Who wrote Max Rebo's story? We met her behind the stage. She saw my Millersville hat.
Oh.
She went to Kutztown.
Yeah. It's not.
Oh, I feel bad.
I don't remember her name.
See, well,
but man. I know it because I read her. I'm follower on Twitter. Is it Kristen Baver?
Was yes. It? Yes. That's who Baver. It is. Yes. Yeah, she's friends with Jordan.
Yes.
She's friends with Jordan.
And this is my flex. We sat next to Claudia Gray at the Obi-Wan premiere at Celebration Anaheim.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And I was too afraid to talk to her, but I was like going crazy because I realized from the show, I was like, oh my gosh, that's Claudia Gray. And then Leia showed up, and I was like, oh my gosh, we're watching a show with young Leia in it, and I'm sitting next to Claudia Gray.
Well, and then you guys, you and Lizzie both snubbed E.K. Johnston at Orlando.
We were really excited. And I interviewed her later, but we were really excited to see Holly.
Yeah, you saw Holly Fry. Mm-hmm. So that was probably made Holly feel good, but EK was probably like, I'll never do that show again.
Well, she did our show.
I know,
after
that. I know. So that's the good books. And I would recommend anyone reading. I've read just some of the stories. Like sometimes when I'm down here 3D printing, I'll just pull one out. And I read some of the short stories.
There's some really good. Like, I also read one, if I knew for the Aftermath books, there's a good story in the Jedi one about Nora Wexley, because we know she fought in the Battle of Endor. So it was good. A lot of, like, you know, references to those books and, like, stuff that happens. Like, it's, like, funny, because she ends up, get spoiler, but this book's for, like, the first books to get
right, right.
But she ends up marrying Wedge at the end of those books.
Oh, okay.
And then
in this story,
no, she already had her son.
Oh, okay.
Before.
Oh, okay. So he's not really Wedge's kid?
No.
He's like
he's stepson.
Okay. Well, I mean, that's okay.
But in this story, it has Nora and Wedge playing Sabacc together.
Nice. Okay.
And Lando's also been really good in the Jedi book. His story was really good. And then every time he appears in someone else's story, because he always uses Sabacc as a metaphor for something.
Oh, nice.
Like in his story, he used it as a metaphor like for life. And then in the Nora story, he kind of used it as a metaphor for battle.
Right. Okay.
It was cool.
Well, yeah. I'm trying to think what other books.
I have a pile of books I still need to read. I still need to read Tales from Light and Life because I went and got the Barnes & Noble exclusive version.
Did you read the Red Blade one?
No, that's on my pile. I have Crimson Climb.
Because Sal,
that's an E.K. Johnson book.
Because Sal and Lizzie, I think, just reviewed one of them. But I didn't listen because I was going to read it too.
Mm-hmm.
So, on the Rogue Rebels. So if you're listening, the Rogue Rebels, they did it too. Yeah. So that's books. Costuming is weird right now because of the strike. It falls under, you know. So we have a movie coming out, a fan film, which has nothing to do with the strike.
Well, we're going to shoot it.
Yeah, we're going. So, and Zoe, I'm going to have Zoe, if Matt's listening, he needs to send the shot list because I'm going to have her make. She's a organization queen. So we have, this is 8 years. I'm thinking 8 years of your show. How many book reviews have you written for your website at least?
A ton.
Because you were running like one a week there for a while.
Yeah, I think I've written one for almost every book. There was a little while where I finished all the books that had come out. So I was rereading books I already read and hadn't reviewed yet.
Oh, okay.
So I have pretty much every canon book I have a review up for. It's a lot.
What's the first Star Wars book you ever read? ever.
Well, I remember always looking at the character encyclopedias and stuff, and like my Fandex.
Yeah, your Fandex was like the that was like your.
That was my Bible.
Yeah.
But
they should make the Bible as a Fandex. It would probably help Bible people.
They probably do.
No, that's true. That's true.
They have like a dog one.
You used to read the comic books.
Clone Wars comics.
Yeah, you used to read the Dark Horse Clone Wars comics.
Those were good. I really liked. There was a really because a lot of them kind of went on to like be loosely adapted into Clone Wars.
Yep.
On the show, but one that never was that I really liked was with it was Plo Koon and Kit Fisto and Sacy Tin.
Mm-hmm. I'm gonna just pretend I know like who that is.
Okay, Sacy Tin is the guy with the weird horns that die. He's one of the Jedi that goes with Mace Windu to confront.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay. I never heard that name.
Scary teeth.
Yeah, yeah.
But they went on a mission on, like, a snow planet. I don't really remember what happened, but I just remember I always loved Plo Koon. So I always thought that it was just a really fun little, like, almost like a buddy
adventure.
And I remember Plo Koon. There was a scene that I always remembered where there were clones like trying to guess how old Plo Koon was, and he was just kind of like joking, like messing with them a little bit. It was fun.
I always liked Plo Koon. I mean, that was one of Dave's, is one of Dave's favorites. So, because I remember seeing the Plo Koon mask on one of his interviews when he used to have the Plo Koon mask in his office, and then I think someone said they made him a costume for it instead of Cal,
was,
or something like that.
I think he was a before he started on stuff, I think he was part of Rebel Legion. Had a plot.
Oh, okay. Okay.
I think that's the Dave lore.
Yeah, imagine that.
Well, because he then made Plo the like secondary father figure to Ahsoka.
Yeah.
Besides Anakin. And then he gave Plo the clone named Wolf, who was like the coolest looking clone with like the missing eye and all that.
Yeah, that's true.
Gave him the Wolf Pack. They have the Plo's bros on their gunship.
Yeah. That's cool. And well, so in your 8 years of, I'm trying to think, when you first started podcasting, your first big guest would have been Vanessa Marshall.
Yeah.
And then the thing that sticks out to me, I think it was the first year you're podcasting, is when you got to be a guest on Full of Sith, be a guest host. I thought that was pretty cool.
Because
that was Free Comic Book Day. We were at Free Comic Book Day, and we were driving home from Free Comic Book Day. So that was pretty cool. You know. And then, so I don't know, have we talked about this, or have you talked about this on the podcast when our Star Wars story came?
I think I have.
Okay. Because you and Lizzie kind of brush over sometimes details. You're like, oh, and we did this. And then you just brush over like the details sometime. And so I I'm trying to think of the fan. Like, I'm trying to think like Chris Bansells has been listening since almost day one. Mm-hmm. And who else? Do I always talk to and they heard your podcast? Oh, Dan Belts. Dan Belts from Starkiller Garrison. I'm sure there's other people too that listen all the time, but they're the two that always, you know, seem to know what's going on even before I do. And for those that starting out podcasting, it is so much easier. Remember those days?
The open mic with laptop on
sitting around.
And pre-Zoom, we just use Skype.
Skype, and then Lizzie always had notoriously bad
Wi-Fi,
and the volume was always different.
Well, we were recording a round table, or no, it was just a guest, but our dog kept bumping the power cord.
Yeah, Buddy knocked out was Sarah Young. And Buddy knocked the power cord out twice. So she did the show. She was so patient. She did the show three times. So that was and then you had Maddie on, who also does Sabine, which I think she just graduated from high school.
Yeah.
You're all getting older. And your mother thought she got her mixed up with
Victoria,
the stuffed animal, and she thought Maddie's arm fell off. So I'm glad to let everyone know Maddie still has both her arms. And let me see, what else? You guys did Celebration, which I'm trying to work on your Celebration Live panel from Orlando. I'm trying to figure out how to make that into something to post up on the 8th anniversary. So. And what else? Well, and then we had all the, we used to host it on SoundCloud. Mm-hmm. Which was a pain because it would take forever to load. So we host it now on Anchor, or I think it's now Spotify, if I remember mm-hmm. correctly. You've had Mike Pilot on the show. Mm-hmm. And you've had Brian Young.
I don't know if he's been on our show.
Yeah, you guys interviewed him and his son.
Oh, yeah.
You guys interviewed him and his son. And Holly Fry. So you've got to punch all three cards for your for your Full of Sith. Now I think they have different hosts now. No, Amy left, and then we couldn't.
She's hard to pin down. She's very busy.
Yeah. And then you had Steel on, which you haven't had on for a long time. So Steel did a few.
We had Alden on recently.
Oh, yeah.
Celebration London, Alden Diaz.
Yeah. It's another good podcast. There's a lot of good. John was on Best Car Bucket's good. I think you and John should talk books. John's becoming a bookworm.
Good. John, you should read Thrawn Alliances because I know you like Anakin stuff with like Revenge of the Sith foreshadowing.
You gotta
read Thrawn Alliances. It's really good.
Yeah.
And it's getting a comic adaptation, actually, which is awesome.
Yeah, I gotta figure out the comics because the comics are just so hard to keep up with right now. I haven't really kept up with them since COVID because I went and picked that box of comic books.
I haven't kept up with them in a while. Oh, good, he's in the middle. Good. I would love to talk Alliances. That's my favorite Thrawn book, I think.
Yeah. And then, so then we went to celebrate. What was your favorite celebration? So you've been in London, Chicago, Anaheim,
Orlando. Oh man, they were all really good.
Or if you can't pick one, tell me one part of each one.
Yeah, that would be that. That's easier. Well, Orlando was getting to meet the Paralysis in person for the first time.
Yeah, that to me
that topped.
That was because that was a bad year, right? Mm-hmm. We had all other kinds of stuff going, but meeting them was probably. It made me wish that we would have met them earlier, like mm-hmm. when you guys were really little. But yes, that was definitely.
Chicago was the next one. A lot of good at Chicago.
Yeah. Well, Chicago was weird because we got to unveil 000.
Mm-hmm.
So that was kind of the first time. Then I think I spent more time with Safi in her costume than you.
Mm-hmm.
But we kind of split it up because we wore Safi out. But we also met Jordan.
We met Jordan.
And Matt. And I remember when Jordan was talking to you, I just figured, okay, we will probably never see him.
Yeah, we definitely saw a lot more of him.
Yeah.
And still do. I also, Chicago was kind of cool. Seeing we had a show with Steel, right?
Yeah.
Doing the podcast with Steel was
fun. Yeah, that was fun.
And then also getting to see
that was Steel and Shay.
Steel and Shay, yeah. Getting to see stuff from The Mandalorian.
Oh yeah. First
time. That was really big.
That was when we saw the scenes from
the first like scene of The Mandalorian and got to like kind of look at all the characters and stuff. That and we didn't go to that panel, but the energy in the whole con after the Rise of Skywalker trailer came out and they unveiled that big part of the mural.
Oh, right, right, yeah.
And everyone was so excited. That was just a very good energy.
I think Chicago for me too seemed slightly more relaxed.
Yeah.
Because we were closer to the con.
Mm-hmm.
You guys were a little older, so I didn't have to worry about, and then we didn't have all this other stuff at home going on. But yes, I forgot. Steele did your panel, Steele and Shea, which was really cool. And then I think Anaheim, there's a lot of stuff about Anaheim. That's when we became friends with Judah.
Mm-hmm.
And that's still, that story still just, we went out an odd set of doors and we become good friends with Judah. But the other thing with that was I had so much fun with you and me running 20 hours. Like people didn't think we were running like sleep deprived in London. Didn't even know.
No, what we did, Anaheim was another level.
When we did it Anaheim.
Well, and like also London, there was a purpose to it. Like we were waking up early to go get into panels. Anaheim, we were just
doing it. We were just
doing it cuz.
I just remember it was like we got in at like what, midnight?
Mm-hmm.
And we hadn't eaten or drank or anything. And then we realized at like 3 o'clock in the afternoon that we hadn't eaten or drank mm-hmm. anything since we were in California. And we went to that taco truck where we waited in line, I think, for hours.
It was good though. Those were good tacos.
But yeah, that was Anaheim was good in that regard. Like we saw Sal and we got to meet Eric Struthers. And then
I think the Steele Anaheim convention floor was the best, I think, out of all of them.
Yeah, I liked Chicago too. I thought Chicago was okay.
Chicago was also very good.
But we were also in a hotel that was connected to it.
Yeah.
Where
I liked like having the outdoor area.
Yes. And California
and,
weather.
Like, and the California weather. And I thought it was laid out very well. Although I think in the inside of Chicago was better.
Yeah, the
like
one,
the way they set up the tables and stuff. But overall, like the Anaheim, like the
yeah
venue, I like the Anaheim venue.
The Anaheim stage was kind of nice, except if you wanted to see any of the costuming groups, they were always dark.
Yeah,
that was an odd, you know. Mm-hmm. But,
well, because they were near the stage, so they needed it to be dark around the stage. Correct. It was just positioning.
Yeah, that was. But it. I mean, they do the best they can with mm-hmm. all they have, and then London, which we didn't even realize we were going to go to. That was a load of fun too, for many other reasons. Mm-hmm. We went with John and Marty, and got to unveil Ahsoka, which I can't believe we got that across the ocean without, you know,
twice.
And we had to, you know, our flight was canceled and the hotel room debacle. But yeah, that was fun. That was a weird setup. Like I don't understand.
I don't know if it was the setup just because the way the building was laid out, it had to be set up the way it was, but I think the venue was smaller than what
I just remember that one time we came out of that one panel and it was like
you couldn't
full
even
stop traffic. Mm-hmm. You know, it was, and that my, I would say if I had a gripe about any, my only gripe with London was it was hard to get pictures.
Mm-hmm.
Because you had to either click them real quick or, you know, there just wasn't space. And except for that last day, then there's a lot of people standing around the AT-AT, which was, I missed the I liked the Millennium Falcon at Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
And you got to see Ashley in person again.
Oh yeah.
So.
But the Lucasfilm Studio Showcase at London was pretty cool because we got to see Daisy Ridley and Acolyte trailer, which I cannot wait for the Acolyte trailer to be released so I can just watch it over and over again. Just the trailer
was
like fed me. It was amazing.
Well, I
and
also
the Skeleton Crew trailer was good.
I also think London, I had more fun going to panels.
Mm-hmm.
Like I had fun in Orlando. Me and Safi went to some really like low grade panels, like mm-hmm. just not low grade, but like just
not odd, the big reveals.
Yeah, like we went to like one that was just like a family doing trivia and giving out, and mm-hmm. it was neat. But I did like the I did like that we took advantage of the panels.
Even though we got up at 4 a.m.
Yep. Is that Lily? Hi, Lily.
Lily.
So we're recording Star Wars Geek Girl Live. Zoe and Lizzie are just so busy and they can't record, and I'm their unofficial producer, so I thought I'd talk to Zoe and have her do a podcast live with me just to maybe get her back in the swing of things. Cause it's if you have listened to Zoe and Lizzie, this October 22nd will be the 8-year anniversary of their podcast. And I'm hoping, you know, that they get all their grown-up stuff in order, because it's tough going from a kid to a grown-up, and that's probably like the toughest transition, you know. But I'm hoping when they get things in order, they can come back and get some things going and podcasting. I'm just a big podcast junkie, so I think I've made more people or helped more people start podcasts than I probably even realize. We've done panels other places. We did, besides the celebration panels, like I did the celebration panel with John, which I had fun, and you and Matt, I thought your panel was awesome. And you did two with Steele and you did one with Lizzie. Any other panels throughout the years that you remember?
Well, I definitely remember doing the panel with Steve Bloom and Mary Elizabeth McGlynn. And then they brought along Fred to Tataskior. Just like, oh, we saw him. We just had him join us.
Yeah.
That was so much fun getting to listen. I have so much like awe for voice actors, like the fluid switching between drastically different voice, it just amazes me.
Right.
It's so much skill and hard work that they do. And getting to like sit there and like he's doing the Zeb voice right next to me, and then Mary, he's doing the Price voice, and then next to that is Fred Tatasciore doing like Darth Vader in Soldier 76. And I wish I'd been into Critical Role then, because then I could have freaked out about Zara
with Mary McGlynn. Right.
Too.
I was happy with that one because you were just getting back to school, starting college, and it was just, that's a lonely time.
Mm-hmm.
And that seemed to give you a burst to help you get through the first part.
That was fun. And I talked to them after, like the next day, and they were just so friendly and so sweet and just talking to me. And then Steve actually remembered me.
Yeah.
At Philly Fan Expo a year ago.
Oh, really?
He remembered me.
Nice.
Talking. He did the Italian Zeb voice for me.
Nice. That could be dicey. I always thought he was Australian. Like,
well,
when,
so what? When, well, because in that panel, he was talking about when they were workshopping Zeb's voice.
Yeah.
They said they had a version of Zeb for a little bit who was Italian.
Oh, okay.
And at that panel, I didn't ask him to do the voice. And then I went to a panel he was doing just by himself.
Yeah.
A couple years later, and I asked him if he remembered and could do the Italian Zeb voice, and he did.
That's funny. Yeah. Well, and I remember your panel when you got inducted into the Mando Mercs.
Yes.
That's a good one. I think that one gets copyright violation because they were playing AC/DC on the music. But when you were in the Mando Mercs, and then didn't you do a panel at Oaks at some con? We did it like 7 at night or something like that. Because John Troops with her, she does Leia. She used to be friends with Jared and them. She did the panel with you. Remember that?
Where? What con?
It was at some con in
Oaks. Was it the one in the little like?
Loud. Yeah, and the guy was heckling me when I was. Yeah.
Yes, Lindsay.
Lindsay did a panel. I'm sorry, my name thing is. I'm fighting a day of work, and I have severe back pain right now. So I'm like. But yeah, Lindsay did a wonderful panel. I should do a whole thing of just your panels. I should just post those up. So, and then we did the panel this summer, which was at Fan Expo. It was you, me, Safi, and Ken.
Mm-hmm.
And
that was a fun show.
I'm gonna try to get another one of those. This spring, if you're still here. If not, you know, then you might have to fly in from your busy work schedule, or we'll do it, you know. But then you and Lizzie will be doing all kinds of panels. And we have so all things considered, when you and Lizzie get back to on track, what's your hope for Star Wars Geek Girl podcast?
Oh, I don't
know. Answer that as your answer, not that as your dad who wants to hear. No, I mean, but is it something like you think, well, look, once I get a real job, I'm not going to.
No.
Or is it something that, like, because I worry as a parent that I don't want to force you to do something. But I also, as a parent, sometimes as a parent, you don't want to let something drop off that you know might come back around. Because yeah, I am sure there's many times you didn't want a podcast. I was like, you got a podcast this week.
No, I want a podcast forever. It's just hard scheduling. Yeah, well, the greatest enemy.
Yeah. Well, and again, if once you get over there, you know.
Time zones are the second greatest enemy.
Yeah, time zones are, it's tough because not everyone's like you and me that can survive on 4 hours of sleep.
Although I will say, when I was in L.A., the time zone is way more annoying from that side than it is from this side.
Yeah, because it's like the middle of the day.
Because over here, I can just stay up late. It's like, whatever. You can't ask someone, hey, can we get up early so you can podcast?
Yeah, you know? Or like, okay. Or can you just take your 5 o'clock in the evening and just split your whole evening up? Yeah. Yeah, I understand. I understand all that. So. But yeah, well, hopefully the strike gets done. You can get talk back to shows that we didn't get to talk about. And I would encourage you and podcasters out there to honor the strike, but that doesn't mean you can't record your thoughts so you don't forget them.
Mm-hmm.
That's the hard part because I see a lot of, and look, people can do whatever they want. Like I understand some people don't feel strongly about the strike and all that, but if you love the work that you see, I want the people who are on those shows to be able to make enough money that they keep doing those shows, you know? So that's just me. But any other things? So what writings are you doing? They can go to Star Wars. So tell us how they can find you and what you have in the near future. So
you can find Star Wars Geek Girl on Twitter at SW Geek Girl, Facebook, Star Wars Geek Girl, and on StarWarsGeekGirl.com. That's where all the writings go. There are a lot of quizzes and stuff on the website you can take that are fun. I don't know if I can make them anymore because the website I used to use now wants to charge money, like a lot of money.
Yeah, we're not in that high dollar.
No, and I'm struggling to find other websites that let you, because you can find lots of websites to make quizzes. You can't find them that'll let you embed them on your own site.
Right, and they look kind of crap.
They look weird. So quizzes were just like really hard to make. I really did not have ideas a lot of the time. So if I find another good site that lets me embed them on the website.
I still 100%. Like your book reviews.
Yes, book reviews. I read Battle Scars a little while back and I still didn't review.
And I like your writings when you just would write stuff.
Yeah, and I have some of those too.
And
I have lots of outlines, some have partially written.
So. And hopefully you'll be helping us with the film if you're not working or if anyone, you know. So.
You can find me personally on Instagram at Spectre_5, 5 written out, not just the number. Same handle on TikTok. And on Twitter at Azoeka, AHZOEKA. Or it's not Twitter, it's X, but I'm not calling it that. It's Twitter.
Well, and if so, we're using.
And I don't use any of those terribly much, to be honest.
But we're using Restream. Mm-hmm. So if you get Lizzie, once you and Lizzie come back on, I can make all the things to go around your picture to put all your info. And so if you want to find Lizzie, she's not here right now. Or
no, but Rogue Rebel Sabine on most things.
Yeah.
And Sabine, like a bean. Not,
like the food, because she's a chef.
Yeah, Sabine, not. Just
being and if you, you
and
know,
then
you,
the Rogue Rebels are the Rogue Rebels or Rogue Rebels fam on everything.
Yeah, if you go to roguerebels.com, they have links to everything.
All their stuff.
And they do
a lot of book reviews and fun writings and stuff.
Yeah, and Zoe's on their show occasionally.
Once in a while.
And if you see Zoe or Lizzie online, congratulate Zoe for graduating as a film major. And
thank you, Lily.
And also, if you see Lizzie, congratulate her on being a chef. So, And you can find me on the, I don't know where, I'm usually just fine. I'm Zoe's dad.
But Hinton Star Wars Family.
Hinton Star Wars Family on TikTok is where I'm mostly at. Facebook. I know people are like, what? Old man's on TikTok. What are you gonna do? And you can find me Wednesday nights on, I was getting to it, John. Wednesday nights on the Inflatable Falcon. Usually record, we like to say around 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. The time may vary between, it's rarely before 8:30. I mean, that's, you know, but it's we record live and then I usually put it up. I didn't put this week's up because my computer upstairs had some big upgrade I needed to do and it's should be done when I'm done this. So, but Inflatable Falcon. And if you, we have a GoFundMe, if you've given to all the charities that are really good charities and you just want to, you just have $20 or a dollar laying around that you just don't know what to do with. We are saving up for an inflatable Falcon. So if I do my math right, at this current time, we have exactly $0 towards that.
You can also donate to the Entertainment Community Fund to help the writers are no longer strike, but the actors are still on strike and related performers. And so if you donate there, it can help, you know, pay for someone's groceries, someone's rent as they're on strike and not having the same income.
Yes. And also the if you go on the I think it's the SAG website, they have like you can like buy a shirt, which the money, the proceeds go to help. So if you're not like a donation type person, but you want to wear a cool SAG shirt, you can pick up a SAG shirt and help out some people that have probably entered your house through television or something your entire life. So, and Lily says, congratulations on becoming a filmmaker.
Thank you.
So my last little thing is seeing Zoe and Lizzie grow up, in this podcast. Like I've seen Zoe grow up cause she lives in my house, of course, but, and I'm sure most parents, hopefully would say the same thing. It was so cool. The archive I have of just listening to my daughter is wonderful. And then hearing both Lizzie and Zoe have these dreams that they work towards. Like it wasn't, you know, they had the same dreams like I did when I was a little moron, but I didn't have the skills to back it up. These girls not only had the skills, they worked hard in school, they worked hard at their jobs, and they put all that forward to, you know, get themselves ready for what they want to do. And so I'm so proud of both of them for that. And, you know, we got you guys made it through pretty decent. Well, you know, a couple bumps along the way, you know, like in life, but, and you know, Zoe as a filmmaker, I was worried until she went and worked on her first film and got promoted pretty quick and did a wonderful job. Cause as a parent, you always think your kid's doing wonderful, but when, you know, when you really see that. So, but thank you everyone, for tuning in. This will be on the Star Wars Geek Girl feed. I hope I didn't talk too much. Again, I'm so proud of Zoe and what she's done. I'm so proud of Lizzie and what she's done. And hopefully they will have more time to record in the future. You can reach out to me, Zoe or Lizzie, if you want to be a guest on the show. If you have show ideas, if you need help starting a podcast.
We have a little form on our Star Wars Geek Girl that you fill out and sends a message.
Yep. And if you check out Beskar Bucket, John is here. Check out Beskar Bucket. John is one of the best interviewers I know, probably second to Zoe. Okay. But he's the best male interviewer I know. How's that? But John does an awesome job with his interviews and his show. His show is fun. If you listen to him and his dad episode, it's classic. Ken does a rambling Star Wars fan. Ken is like the walking encyclopedia of Star Wars, probably second to Sal. But maybe we can call him East Coast Sal. Mm. And I've been called East Coast Sal before.
Really?
Yeah.
Of all the Sabines you make.
I guess. I mean, I think it's more of a compliment for me to be East. If he was called West Coast Mike, then that would probably be very disappointing for him. But for me, I took it as a compliment. I mean, I don't have the hair or anything like that. But But I appreciate all of you guys listening. And again, wish the girls well. If you can spread the word, give them a like. If you can write a review on any of the podcasts you listen to. Most podcasters I know, we don't do it for any money. But if you can leave a nice review, but if you can leave a review for any podcast, check them out, leave a nice review for them. Check us out on the Inflatable Falcon, any of our podcasts. If you reach out to any of us and you want to be a guest on any of them, we can make it work, especially nowadays. The only good thing that came out of COVID was it is so much easier to do a podcast. I just remember what we had to jump through. So what do you say at the end of your show? It's been so long.
Thank you for listening to Star Wars Geek Girl. I was Zoe.
And I was not Lizzie, but I was Mike.
May the Force be with you, and goodbye.
Goodbye.